August 23, 1928. Certainty of the kingdom of the divine will upon earth. Rights of God and of the creature. The new gospel, the truths about the divine fiat. Human prudence causes the most beautiful works to fail. Loneliness of Jesus. The ones who kept him company. I was thinking to myself, but is it really true that the kingdom of the will of God will come upon earth? And my lovable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, how is this, you doubt? Don't you know that there are the rights of God to give this kingdom, and the rights of humanity to receive it? In fact, in creating man, by giving his will to man as inheritance, God gave these rights, that his divine will reign upon earth as it reigned in heaven. This is so true, that the life of the first man began in the fiat, and by doing his first acts in it, he placed his pledges, his works, in the divine inheritance. So much so, that these pledges and acts still exist in my will, they are indelible. Though man went out of it, his acts remained, and this constitutes a right for humanity to enter once again into the lost kingdom. In fact, we do not look at man himself, but we look at the whole human family as if it were one. And if one leaves and detaches himself, humanity always remains, and can receive that which was lost by the one who left. Therefore, there are rights on both sides. If it were not so, the living of man in our kingdom would not have been a reality, but a way of speaking. While, when we give in fact, so much so, that the human life has its origin in the kingdom of our will. If you knew what it means to do even one act alone in it, its value is incalculable. And then there are the acts of my humanity and those of the Queen of Heaven, all done in the kingdom of our divine will, by which, as the leaders of the human family, we reconfirmed the rights for the creatures to re-enter into our kingdom. After this, I was concerned about the publication of the writings about the will of God, especially about certain differences. And as I was praying, my sweet Jesus made himself seen holding his heart with his hands, so great was the sorrow he felt. And all afflicted, he told me, "My daughter, how sorrowful I feel. They should have considered themselves honored, they should have boasted about and gloried in making themselves known as the ones who had this great honor to publish the truths about my holy will. I could not have given them a greater honor and glory than calling them to an office so high, but instead, they want to hide. How my heart aches! I feel so much sorrow that I cannot contain it. The truths about my fiat are the new gospel of the kingdom of my divine will, in which they will find the norms, the sun, the teachings on how to ennoble themselves, to elevate themselves to their origin, and to take the state given to them by God at the beginning of creation. They will find the gospel which, taking them by the hand, will lead them into true happiness, into constant peace. The only law will be my will which, with its brush of love, soaked with the living colors of its light, will give back to man the likeness to his Creator. Oh, how they should have yearned to receive and to make known a good so great! But instead, all the opposite. In redemption, the evangelists considered themselves honored to make themselves known as the ones who were putting out the gospel, so that it might be known by the whole world. And they signed their names with glory, so much so, that when the gospel is preached, first they state the name of the one who wrote it, and then they speak the gospel. So I want to be done with the truths about my will, that everyone may know who the ones are that brought so much good into the world. But what do you think this is? All human prudence. Ah, how many divine works the human prudence has caused to fail in the midst of creatures. Like sluggards, they have reached the point of withdrawing from the holiest works. But my will know how to triumph over all and mock them. However, I cannot hide my sorrow for such a great human ingratitude at a good so great. Then, I continued my round in the fiat, and while accompanying my lovable Jesus in his life down here, I felt pity for him when I reached those points in which he was all alone, not even with his celestial mama, like in the desert and in the nights of his public life when, withdrawing from everyone, he would almost always remain outdoors, outside of built-up areas, alone, praying and even crying for our salvation. And I said to myself, "My Jesus, your little daughter does not have the heart to leave you alone. I want to place myself by you, and if I can do nothing else, I will whisper to your ear, 'I love you, I love you.' For the sake of your loneliness, prayers and tears, give me the kingdom of your will. Hurry, see how the world is falling. Your will place it in safety." But while I was thinking of this, my beloved Jesus came out from within my interior, and throwing himself into my arms to enjoy my company, he told me, "My daughter, thank you. In each of my acts I await you always, to be able to say, 'The little daughter of my will has never left me alone.' You must know that loneliness weighed heavy on me, because the one who had come for all and to look for all, was to be asked for by all. For each of them I felt, vividly, the pain of the loneliness in which they left me. And with my searching gaze, I kept searching to see whether anyone looked for me and loved my company. And many times I looked for this comfort in vain. However, you must know that in so much loneliness in which the creatures left me, I never remained alone. I had the company of the angels and that of my mama, because, though she was far away, my divine will brought me her heartbeat and all of her acts as cortege around me, to keep me company. And also, from that time, it brought me the newborn of my fiat with all the cohort of the children of my kingdom for my company, because all times belong to my divine will, and it has the virtue of reducing them to a single point, so as to have them in continuous act at all times, without ever ceasing. Furthermore, as the soul remembers what I did, and wants to be around me, she prepares the void within herself in which to place the fruit of what I did and suffered.